I think it's the green complexes more than anything. First of all, it's beautiful, in terms aesthetically beautiful. Looking out over the Atlantic Ocean, it's just stunning. And secondly are the green complexes. And it's not just the greens. It's the runoffs around the greens, the runoff areas, the bunkering, how the greens sit in among the dunes. You know, Alistair McKenzie had a big say in the original design of this golf course. And he did Cypress Point, he did Augusta National. Again, both greens that are both courses that are synonymous with lots of rollings on the greens and movement on the greens. And Lahinch is no different. I think it's a golf course that requires a lot of good shot making skills in order to hold a ball on these greens and use the slopes to access the pins. Well, I mean, every links golf course needs the wind, doesn't it? And we're forecasting about 15 mile an hour wind, which is okay. But what's interesting, and hopefully if it does remain 15, I'd like a little bit breezier, but if it's going to remain at 15, the forecast is that it may switch direction. We might even have a full 180 and it goes from the other opposite direction. But even if it veers a little bit, that's going to be good enough, because that will create puzzles for the players and different irons off tee boxes and then driver off a tee box and the same hole the following day. They're all kind of things that keep players on their toes and bring in course management. That's what makes a great golf tournament. And it also makes the battle in the player's own mind an important one. And a lot of the golf we play nowadays, it's not really about the battle in the mind. It's a physical battle. And I think this one here this week is going to be a real mental battle.